time to wheel in our exercise physiologist. Well, he rode in on his own steam. He drove a motor vehicle. Mark Goswell, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are we today?
Well, look, I'm okay this week. I actually had to steal some free advice from you last week.
Yes, to release the tension in the shoulder and neck.
Yeah, and I didn't need, and this comes back to your thing where a lot of times where we experience the pain or the issue, that's not where the problem is.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you were experiencing some arm pain and some head pain and all that sort of stuff. I had a client yesterday that's had like 5 to 10 years of headaches and neck pain, and she's doing all the stability work on her neck. But there's one of these key factors in our body that everyone's just kind of missed, is that the shoulder is a very dynamic joint. It's only attachment to the human skeleton is around our collarbone. So the collarbone attaches into the sternum, and then everything sort of floats in space. So, and there's a multitude of muscles that kind of come from the shoulder up into the neck. And one in particular is called the levator scapula, which is just another fancy name. But basically what it is, it's a muscle that attaches to the top of the shoulder blade and runs right up into the base of the neck into C1, 2, 3, and 4, and creates a whole lot of tension, headaches. And anyone that's listening that's getting those pressure headaches that feel like your eye's going to pop out of your head, the realities are it's not coming from your neck, it's coming from your shoulder.
It really is like that old song, your neck bone's connected to your this bone.
Exactly. And the whole body is connected. And it's like when we start experiencing pain, discomfort, symptoms, whatever you want to call them on the day, they're generally generated from a faulty movement pattern or something else is going on or too much load. But the easiest thing is if you've got a partner at home or someone that can just find that shoulder blade, which is the bony part at the back of your body where your shoulder kind of pops in and out, and you find the sort of top left of it and then just run a line up to the base of your neck. And if you just apply some light pressure onto that and you find that there's a significant amount of tension, then you can guarantee that levator scapula is probably causing a lot of your headache-based symptoms.
Just a little bit of a community service here. Don't try that on strangers in the street. They won't like it.
No, preferably with someone who you're close to or you know or live with, yeah.
Yeah, consent. So essentially, we figure out that the shoulder is causing the headache, possibly.
Yeah, it's component to it. It's triggering it. And I've got to speculate. We're talking about generalized terms here. This is not a one size fits all.
No, not every single headache in the world. But if this is the source there, so how do we? There's obviously something that we're doing wrong that we need to rectify so that we can get out of that pattern.
Yeah, so most people will therefore have what we call winging of the scapula. So if you have a look behind you and you're moving your arm back and forward and you see this kind of what they call wings or angel wings popping out from the back of yourself, then you've probably got winging of the scapula. And then there's a whole multitude of exercises that are a little bit more complex than trying to describe them over the radio. But once you can learn how to activate and control that scapula, you take the pressure out of the levator scapula. But if you're getting that tension, a really easy fix is there's two muscles that will be causing a lot of tension and tightness, and I explained those to you last week off air, and it's made a difference too. But if you literally get a cricket ball, tennis ball, and you place the cricket ball just about like into your upper portion of your shoulder near your neck and lean into that against the wall, and you'll feel an intense sensation that will then sort of back off after about a minute. And then the other one is in towards what we call your pec minor, so your pectoralis minor, which is if you push, you find where your shoulder is at the front of your body, come in about 5 to 7 centimetres, push in, and if it's quite tight and tender, then you sort of try to crash tackle the wall. So you'll have the tennis ball or cricket ball around that pec minor and lean into the wall. And you can literally Google, pec minor and levator scapula, and they'll show you on images, and you'll be able to find that on your body.
Once you learn how to spell it, you'll be able to put it in and away.
Well, there is that too. But, Google's pretty good at picking up misspelling and that as well. So, if you can literally...
That's kind of how it says, did you mean duck? No, never. Not once. Different discussion.
Different discussion. But, if you find those muscles and, they're quite tight, you can actually alleviate a lot of your symptoms by about 50%. Mm. But then it will be associated with some sort of scapular mechanics, shoulder blade mechanics that obviously the right exercises can address.
All right, so it's a starting point perhaps if you're having some headache problems, some other problems around there. As always, Mark, a pleasure. We'll talk to you next time.
Sounds good. I'll see you next week.
And you can send Mark's a correspondence if you'd like him to cover something for you. Just send him an email, askmark@2nurfm.com.